When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Carlos Beltran.
Okay. God. Here we go.
Oh, God. You know what's coming, right, John?
I watched Tate being born in the clubhouse on FaceTime.
They would try to get a flight for you and you wouldn't make it.
DeGrom, Harvey, Matt, they were all in the clubhouse listening to the whole thing.
Please don't take offense to what I'm going to say, but the beginning of your Mets career didn't exactly get off on a roaring start.
Ricky, wait. You had to bring that up. Second pitch of my career was a bomb.
All right, this is Jay Horowitz, a special edition of Amazing Conversations with my old friend John Neese. John, thank you for doing this with me. Hey, I got a question. October 27th, 1986, I was in the press box celebrating the Mets World Series win over the Red Sox. What were you doing?
I was being bored.
You were being bored.
That's right. I don't have much memory of that, Jay.
Yeah. How long did it take you to realize, you know, that you were born to be a Met, right? That you were born on a very historic date. How long in your life did you realize, you know, what that date meant to a lot of Mets fans?
Well, I didn't realize it until I was drafted by the Mets, and then everybody informed me, and then that's because I wasn't privy to Mets history like I am.
No, I'm just kidding you. So, for 9 years, Bulwark in the Mets pitching staff, from 2010 to 2015, almost averaged 10 wins a year. But really, not great Mets teams, John. I mean, and your career ERA with the Mets was below 4, which to me is remarkable. Not many winning seasons, huh?
No, I mean, I worried. More of the wins and losses for the team. I really didn't worry about my stats, obviously, but I did the best I could to help the team win, and you know, a lot of things are out of your control. I wish as a group we would have played better, but you know, it is what it is. It built us up for 2015, which was
speaking of 2015, John. You know, you go 9-10 that year, and I guess at the end of the year, Terry must have had a conversation with you that you weren't going to be in the postseason rotation. That in the playoff games, you pitch a third of an inning each series, got a strikeout, and pitch four games in the World Series. Look at how disappointing is that for you? You know, not to be a starter, which you were most of your career.
Not really. I mean, I wasn't disappointed at all. I mean, I'm a team guy. So, for me, whatever role I needed to be in to help the team win the World Series, I was willing to do. So,
looking back, was it much of an adjustment for you, John, coming out of the bullpen?
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, I guess the preparation was the hardest part. But when I was on the mound, it was pitching. You know, I was going out and I was attacking the hitters, you know. But preparing my body for that, you know, role was a little bit different.
John, let me say this. Please don't take offense to what I'm going to say, but the beginning of your Mets career didn't exactly get off on a roaring start. We're in Milwaukee, 2008. I'm getting ready to score the game. And their first batter up, Richie Weeks. Home run.
Ricky Weeks.
Ricky Weeks.
You had to bring that up, Jay.
Second pitch
of my career was a bomb.
There's no, more positive. What were you thinking on the mound, John, after that happened?
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a pop fly, but you know how the balls fly.
It was a small ballpark.
Yeah, you know how the balls fly in Milwaukee, so. So when it went over, I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
It's got to get better, right, Chuck?
Yeah, yeah, it couldn't get worse from there. I guess it could have got worse. I could have.
But it got better your next start, because if you remember, you pitched 8 shutout innings against the Braves in your next start.
That was a good lineup. Like, if you go back to that lineup, I've looked at that lineup, and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at these guys I faced. It was crazy.
But to come back from that, it's pretty good though. You know,
And then I had a rough one against the Cubs. I remember, and then they put me in the bullpen after that. That was a kind of a whirlwind year. I mean, I had a really good year in the minor leagues. You know, it was very confident. And then you get up to the big leagues and everything's changed. And kind of in awe, you know, when you get called up and make your debut and, you know, you're trying to, manage the nerves the best you can, you know, each time you go to the ballpark and, you know, but I learned a lot that year. It was a fun experience.
One of the most horrifying things I've seen in my time with the Mets was in one of your starts against the Cardinals in 2009, run to first base. And then you try to get stay in the game and you stood up and you collapsed on the mound.
Yeah.
I'm saying, God forbid, what happened to this poor guy? But what was it? A hamstring? I forget what it was. A hamstring?
It was a hamstring, yeah. So that was another day I'll never forget. So yeah, I was covering first base. It was a double play. I was getting the ball from second base, and I tried to, you know, it was a bang bang play. So I tried to stretch a little bit too far. My foot kind of slipped forward and basically just sat down on my.
And you sat down, and
it popped my hammy. But the funny thing about that experience was.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It didn't hurt right away. I got up. I was walking around. It didn't hurt. It felt more like a stretch. And then obviously Ray came out, Jerry came out, and Dan came out. And they were just like, they asked if I was hurt. And I was like, I don't think so. I don't think I'm hurt. It doesn't hurt right now. I'm walking around on it. It's like, well, throw a warm up pitch. So I threw that warm up pitch.
Yeah.
And it felt like somebody shot me.
That was a guy that you had a heart attack, John.
It just wasn't good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but moving on, the following year, you pitched probably one of the best games of any major pitcher against the Padres, a one hitter, 28 batters.
It was Chris DeNorfia. I remember that name too. No, but
this was 2 years before Santana.
Yeah, right. So that was another game where, you know, all the guys were talking to me after the game, the media, they were talking to me after the game, and they're saying, yeah, did you know that you were one hit away from a perfect game? And I had no idea. The only thing I knew, I threw a, you know, complete game shutout. And
No walks, nothing.
I had no idea until after the game, until I was talking to the media.
Now I want to bring up probably one of your favorite subjects, Carlos Beltran.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, God, you know what's coming, right, John?
Yeah.
I know I'm going to screw this up, too. How do you pronounce rhinoplasm?
Tell the people the backstory on that. So I broke my nose when I was younger, and it never got fixed. So when it grew out, basically I had a deviated septum, and the way the doctor explained it to me, he said, you have two airways, right? and in one of the airways, it looked like he took a door and then swung it this way and just jammed it right through my other side. And I'm like, well, geez, I guess I need to get this fixed. And Carlos paid for it. It was awesome. He offered to pay for it. And
but you said it helped your breathing, all right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And to this day, it was amazing. All my workouts felt better. That was everything.
Did he make the check out to the doctor or to you? I'm just kidding.
Oh, I have no idea. I forget.
But what are the landmarks of your thing was in 13, John, opening day start? That had to be a pretty big thrill for you, huh?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was, well, I believe the only reason was because Johan was hurt, but
right.
Yeah, but it was still an honor. I loved it. I thought I pitched pretty well, right? Was that
you
was
did?
That
yeah, you did. You,
that was against
yeah, Congress yeah. Too, right? Now let me talk about you. You have four kids, you and Leah, right?
Yeah, four. Keeping me busy.
Yeah, keeping you busy. Fills your old team.
Was
Tatum your first child?
No, Grayley. She's 10. Grayley's 10. Tate's 8. And then Shay, he's 3. And then Tully, she was just born. She's 3 months.
I want to speak about Bradley. You were trying to, were you pitching at home in Shea Stadium? No, in the City Field.
So
you tried to get there for the birthday. You didn't make it.
In 2015.
2015.
I watched Tate being born in the clubhouse on FaceTime.
How did you do that again?
On FaceTime. I was in the spa room in the clubhouse.
I didn't remember. They would try to get a flight for you and you wouldn't make it or something like that. And
DeGrom, Harvey, I think Matt's, they were all like in the clubhouse listening to the whole thing. I'll never forget. I turned off the phone and I was heading out and I walked out into the clubhouse and those three were just looking at me like, that was the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What did you ever tell your daughter she was born in? You were sort of
no. That was Tatum. Tatum was born.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Grayley was born. She was born in November, but Tate was born that day that I pitched. No, it was a tough game against the Dodgers. JT hit a bomb off me. I think Puig hit a bomb off me. It was just it wasn't good.
So Shay.
But it was right? A good day. It was a good day.
Yeah, great day. That's something you can remember about. You know, you saw the birth in a clubhouse.
Yeah, right.
So, other Shay, I hope you named it after Shea Stadium, right?
Yeah, yep, we did.
So, David Wright, one of his kids is Shay, middle name.
Yep.
Chipper Jones, Kevin James, Barry Larkin, John Matlack all have kids named as Shay. How long did you have to get to arrive at that stuff?
It wasn't very. I think we made that decision pretty quick, Leah and I. But yeah, I mean, the reason really wasn't, you know, we didn't have any other reason besides, you know, Shea Stadium. That was my first home stadium in the big league. So, I mean, and I love that place too.
It was a different kind of place, you know. It was my hope for 29 years. You know, it was time for a new stadium. But Shea was, you know, when Shea was rocking, it was rocking. You know,
oh, I mean, it was so loud. It was so loud.
Yeah,
yeah. My first win, I'll never forget. I mean, it was real loud. Obviously,
what was that game, John?
Oh wait, my first win. Against the break.
That's right. Tell me, you're coaching your kids now?
Yeah. Tate coaching his 8U team. And Grayley's busy with dance. She dances every weekend. And obviously Shay's too young to be doing sports right now. But as soon as he gets into it, I'm going to be even more busy.
Did they know you? Did the kids know you played, John? I mean,
yeah, they know. It's so funny because Tate, he's getting to that age where he's starting to collect cards. Like he's collecting baseball cards, football cards, hockey cards. So. He has a bunch of my cards in a binder. So proud of it.
do you, let me see. You know, you got caught up. Let me say this the right way. When an influx of younger guys, you know, with like you say, DeGrom, Matt's, Harvey, mm-hmm. Noah. Do you ever feel back that it was Yeah, I just thought you never got, looking over your record, I know you said you don't care about you. You really never got your due. I mean, you pitched your behind off for a lot of bad teams to, I think it was one game under 500, ERA below four. I mean, you know, I don't know. Hopefully Met fans remember that, you know, John Neese had a pretty good career in, you know, pitching for not great teams.
Thanks, Jay. You know, yeah, I mean, I was one of those young kids too, you know, coming up in a playoff race. And, you know, just like Noah was, Harvey, Matt, DeGrom. But I never really craved the spotlight and never really cared. You know, I mean, you know me, Jay. I'm a team guy. Whatever's best for the team is what I usually do. So I was.
And you, your winning percentage was one game over 500. How did it feel? So you up to 2015, you traded to the Pirates, come back in 16. Unfortunately, you got hurt and you weren't able to do it for the playoff run, right?
Yeah.
So that was
unfortunate. I thought that knee thing was behind me, and then it came back, and it was just. And then, I was just never able to recover from that. But in 16 with the Mets, I was out of the bullpen there for a while, and I felt really good when I was back with you guys with the Mets, and it just that the knee flared up again, and it was just an unfortunate thing.
John, you still follow the Mets? I know you're in Ohio now, and you still ever get to Cincinnati or anything?
Yeah, I always look and see how they're doing, who they're signing. With the new ownership, there's ton of signing. So
yeah, a lot of excitement. Do you which teammate do you keep in touch with, any former teammates at all,
not regularly, but every so often, you know, keep in touch with Dylan. I haven't talked to David. I'm gonna have to text him. I haven't talked to David in a while.
David Wright.
Yeah.
He's got three kids.
Yeah.
Lives in California.
Yeah.
I can tell you a quick story. He was coaching one of his girls' teams, and the other coach was a woman. And she goes, so young man, you have any involvement in baseball? And David said, no, ma'am, I did nothing with baseball. That was David to a T. And if he ever told the lady that he was a seven-time All-Star, you know.
And she had no idea.
No.
How was it for you? So awesome.
Plated back of, you know, Reyes and Wright. I'm going to be pretty good for a pitcher, huh?
Oh, yeah. Great defense.
Yeah.
They were great.
Joe, what do you do? What's your hobbies, or, you know, just the kids keep you busy?
Well, if you see behind me, I got a hunting preserve. I'm actually down here right now. We're actually getting ready to go to a show in Harrisburg, the Great American Sports Show. And, we're going to have a booth there. So just trying to promote this hunting preserve. And then I am half ownership in a deer farm, Major League Whitetails. So, we breed, whitetail deer, and yeah, it's been fun. That's hunting and the outdoors has been my passion forever. And I still do some baseball stuff.
Well, John, listen, I appreciate the time. It's good catching up with you, and good luck with the kids, and, you know, maybe we got to get you back to New York for a game sometime, you know,
Absolutely. I actually, Leah and I were talking about that. We want to get the kids up to New York and show them around.
Yeah, they're old enough to, whatever, just come to a game, see City Field. You know, come on the field, take some pictures, stand in the dugout, you know, show the kids where your dad played.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're definitely going to make that trip this summer.
You know my number, John. Call me anytime. Yep. And thank you for your time, and stay in touch, huh?
All right. Thanks, Jay.